The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome. Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Thank you. Hey, just real quick, and I do mean really quick. Give you an update if you just tuned in our Christian Solidarity International campaign. We started out not just a few days ago with a goal of freeing 27 slaves. It cost $250. Believe it or not, it's true, it's real, it's genuine. I've checked it out. $250 to set a slave free in North Sudan. Our goal was 27. We are now at 42. The goal was $6,750. Right now, we're at $10,545. Just praising God for that. If you want to be a part, if you want to receive a blessing and be a part of this, 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522. Let's go to Jack in Worthington. Hey, Jack, you're on Bob Burney Live. Thanks so much for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Bob. You know, you were talking about the liberal left and also the Hollywood crowd. They're the reason, they're the biggest cause of those kids in Olin Tangi School, junior high, what they did. You know, my mother used to tell me, you know, a monkey is a dumb animal. So don't ever make this racist. Because African Americans are human beings. They always were human beings. They always will be human beings. Just like a monkey was always a dumb animal and always will be a dumb animal. She used to say, monkey see, monkey do.
Well, it's true. African Americans are equal, equal in creation, equally important to God, equally redeemed by the blood of Jesus. And that's, Jack, that's... The gospel is the great, equalizer. The gospel is a great equalizer. Everybody comes to the cross exactly the same. The rich, the poor, the educated, the uneducated, the black, the white. That's why, you know, I was a kid in Sunday school. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white. They are precious in his sight. And that's the ultimate answer to racism. Jesus loves everybody and died for everybody equally. And the liberal left tries to destroy that and tries to divide us. They really do. Hey, Jack, thanks. Always good to talk to you. Hope you have a great evening.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Mark in Columbus. Mark, you're up next on Bob Burney Live. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having my call. And just wanted to say regarding the abortion thing, the liberals, they will say, well, the reason we want to abort those black babies is to give the black women a better chance at getting an education, making money and all that. But, you know, I think it was you that cited those statistics a little while ago that talked about how the discrepancy in poverty is so immense between married couples and non-married.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the key is marriage. And
right.
I don't have them in front of me. This is totally off the top of my head. But Mark, if I remember correct, a single black woman with a child or children are, I think it's 46% live in poverty. I believe that's correct, 46%. If there is a father in the home, that drops to lower than 6%. I believe that's what it was, 46%. Single woman with children, 46% live in poverty. You introduce a father, a husband, to that very same home, and that drops to 6% or less. That's the answer, is a family.
Yeah. Yeah, it, you know, and the liberals, they don't want to encourage people to stay married. They don't want to encourage people to take men to take responsibility for their children. They just want to kill children.
Well, the liberals want to keep African Americans and others indebted to them so that they will put them in power again. It's not about helping people. It's about power. It is all about power, and it's all about the next election. That's why the liberal left is always promising more and more and more and more free stuff. You think about this, all right? You think about this. The war on poverty began in the 1960s with LBJ. LBJ announced, "We are waging war on poverty." Now, what do you do when you declare war? You want to conquer the enemy. And what was the enemy? Poverty. That started in the 1960s, and our modern welfare system began to build out of that. Here we are now, what, 60 years later? And there are more African Americans living in poverty today than in the 1960s. If you don't believe me, check it out. Every election since the 1960s, the liberal Democrats have come into the black community and said, "You elect us, and we're going to get you out of poverty. You put us in power. You give us the White House. You give us the House. You give us the Senate. You give us. You give us power, and we will deliver you out of poverty." Since the 1960s. And what is the result? More African Americans living in poverty today than in the 1960s. And again, I double dog dare you to check out these statistics for yourself. The war on poverty was a farce. Always has been, always will be. And it's all about, if you vote for us, you are indebted to us. It's not about setting people free. Mark, you're back. We lost you. I'm glad you called back.
All right, thanks. Hey,
did you what? Did you not pay your phone bill or something?
No, there's a black helicopter hovering over me trying to cut us off.
Okay, all right. I'm glad you told me.
You got to watch out, Bob.
I know. I see them all the time.
All right. So anyway, did you hear me say that the liberals, they don't want to encourage marriage. They don't want to encourage responsibility by men. They just want to kill the baby and say, well, that's a better way for you know, people, women in general, to get equal pay to men and all that. And so, you know, it's just, and you always say the devil lives in the extremes. I say the devil lives in the Democrat Party, man.
in many ways, he does, Mark, and that's true. They have become the anti-God party. They have.
Yeah.
All right, Mark, thanks. Look,
all right, sir.
All right, good to talk to you. Hey, and by the way, I was reminded, I saw a post, I think it was this morning. Folks, please check things out before you pass them on. I mean, seriously, check them out before you pass them on social media, all right? I saw a post, I think it was this morning. Nancy Pelosi removes plaque "In God We Trust" over the House of Representatives chamber that has been hanging there for, I don't know, 57, 58 years, something like that. And that was a headline. Nancy Pelosi removes plaque that has been hanging over House of Representatives for 57 years, and it showed someone up on a ladder with a screwdriver taking down the "In God We Trust" plaque over the door of the House of Representatives. And it was shared and shared and shared. And I read the comments. This is terrible. This is outrageous. We got to stop this. All you had to do was click on the site, and it said, a satire site. Said that right on the masthead of the website. This is a satire site. In other words, it's not true. And yet, good people, well-meaning people shared that. And I read all the comments, outrage, outrage, outrage. It wasn't true. It was a satire. So I'm not making fun of anybody, but I'm begging you. Please don't pass things on unless you check them out. Usually it takes 30 seconds or less to check out whether it's a valid site, whether it's a valid story, and check it out before you forward it to other people. Okay? All right, we got to take the final break of the hour. Then we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Okay, I want to say this gently. I want to say this kindly. I want to say this compassionately, but I want to say it truthfully. Sometimes Christians are the most gullible people on planet Earth. I mean... I was up in the Akron area this past weekend. Joy spoke at a large women's group on Saturday. And while she was speaking, the pastor and I went out. We got something to eat, and we're driving around the Akron area. And I just happened to ask. I said, is Ernest Angley still going? He says, oh, yeah, he's in his 90s, and he's in all kinds of legal trouble. He's had all kinds of accusations of sexual harassment. He had that cafe that he bought from Rex Humbard. And a whole bunch of the employees have sued him. And there was a business guy, and he's suing him. He's in his 90s, but he's got multiple lawsuits and sexual harassment and all that. And I said, are people still coming to his church? The pastor said, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I said, what is wrong with those people? It's true. What is wrong with them? Well, you remember Jim and Tammy Faye. Jim and Tammy Faye had that whole thing down in South Carolina, and it turned out to be a Ponzi scheme. And I know it was because Joy and I knew an elderly couple. This many years ago when, what was that, Heritage Village? I don't remember what the name of it was. When it was at its peak, Joy and I knew this elderly couple that gave Jim Baker thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for, you know, to be able to use the hotel and all that. And they drove down there. This old, old, old couple drove down there. And it was all a farce. They couldn't get a room. And it was a Ponzi scheme. And, of course, Jim Baker went to prison for that. He went to prison. And I can't remember whether it was in prison or as soon as he got out of prison, he wrote a book. I was wrong. Remember that? And he went on a speaking tour. I was wrong. This word faith stuff was wrong. And, you know, this, give me 10 and God will give you 100. I was wrong. And I'm sorry. And I paid my time. And I'll never do it again. He wrote a book and all that. Well, evidently, he didn't learn much in prison. And he needs to reread his book. Because right now, Jim Baker and a guy named Lance Wallnau, I think I've heard of him, but he and Jim Baker are buddies. And on the Jim Baker, you know, he's back on TV. Jim Baker, he's got a new wife and he's on TV anyway. Well, now they are selling a gold coin. Well, it's gold-plated. It's not gold. It's gold-plated. And for $45, you can get the President Trump King Cyrus coin. Now, I support President Trump every chance I get. But Jim Baker is selling this gold-covered or gold-plated coin as a point of contact with God. Yeah, you give him $45, he'll send you this gold-plated coin, and it will become a point of contact with God. On TV, he says, when I ask the Lord, why this coin? And God says, because when you take the coin, it's a point of contact. So your faith is being released with a million other believers to pray protection and peace and wisdom and counsel over the President of the United States and over his family. And it's, you will be closer to God. You will have a point. You can hold that coin in your hand and it will be a point of contact. Now, folks, listen. I don't need a point of contact. The book of Hebrews in the New Testament tells me that I, because I am a child of God, I can come straight directly to the throne of grace. I can come into the very throne room of God. I don't need a point of contact. I don't need to hold some silly coin. I can come straight to God. And I just look at this and I thought, he went to prison for fooling people, cheating people. And he's doing it again. Some, you know, I mean, honestly, some people never learn. He says the Trump and Cyrus coin, it's the 70-year decree and the Cyrus Trump proclamation. The Cyrus Trump proclamation, yeah. And you can get yours for only $45. I don't know. I think I'll go get a steak dinner. Nah, it'd be better to give it to a missionary. Yeah, that would be much, much, much better. And you know what? They will probably sell hundreds of thousands of those coins, and people will actually be convinced that they can get through to God better if they hold a gold-plated coin in their hands. Folks, listen. Some people need to stop watching TV and open their Bible. Seriously. I'm serious. Just open your Bible. And when you pray, go straight to God. And please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.